Good morning. I was asking the Lord about today. Early in the week, I wasn't really getting much other than I just felt it was the body that was going to come forth. And in prayer, I know Bobby was crying out, Lord and Father, you know, teach us, show us. You know, do whatever you have to do. And the Lord gave me a picture where there's a lake and God is pushing us in. So God's activating us through that. And then she mentioned later about Peter, you know, in the midst of a storm. And what Janae was just saying about that we have peace in the midst of the storm. But during the storm, Peter actually walked on water, but it's when he took his eyes off the Lord that he sank. So God is calling each one of us, keep our eyes on him and walk with him, because we have that resurrection power, and what the Lord wants to do today is work through each one of us, through prayer, declaration, whatever. My wife is going to share some revelation in the scripture that he has given her, and some direction and how we're to proceed. So, Patty.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah. All right, this is not a teaching. This is just something God showed me. And Dan, were you able to get that picture? All right, Dan's going to put up a picture, which I think is a miracle. Those are lilacs. And if anybody knows anything about lilacs, they bloom in May. I took that picture yesterday. This is a phenomenon. It's also a miracle, and I knew God was speaking. There was also a hummingbird there getting the nectar. So those lilacs are alive and producing. So the first thing I thought of was the Song of Solomon. And I just want to read some of that to you, because I believe there's a message in this. My beloved spoke, is this still on? Yeah, okay. My beloved spoke and said unto me, rise up, my love. He's talking to us. Rise up, my fair one, and come away. That word also means walk. So we want to walk in what he's given us. For lo, the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Now, the voice of the turtle dove is a sound. It's the voice of God, but it's also the voice of God coming through us. And I asked God, why are you doing this in the autumn when basically winter will be starting in a short time? And I felt that he was showing me that even though we have come through a lot of winter seasons and a lot of difficulties, there's more hard stuff that's going to be happening in the near future. There's more turmoil. And God sees the end from the beginning. So he's showing us the end at the beginning of a winter season, of a difficult season that we would go through. But he wants us to arise and to be the voice during the season. So the fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender blossoms give a good aroma. So arise, my love, my fair one, and come away, walk. Verse 15, take the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender blossoms. Now, foxes don't eat blossoms, and they don't eat grapes, but they burrow in the roots. But we are rooted and grounded in the love of God. So we have to make sure that we seize anything that's lying against that truth of God's love for us. We have to be secure in the love of the Lord to walk in what he wants us to walk in and to be his voice. And so verse 17 speaks of the until concept. Until the daybreak, until the shadows flee away. So there's still darkness. But until then, my beloved, be like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethair. So that is what we are saying, that God is, but we are in him. We are in Christ. So I was praying about that, and God also reminded me that he gave me a dream on Friday. It was an interesting dream. It was very short, but in the dream, many people were singing, and I had a sense it was the church. And there was a radio playing, and it was an old radio, but there was also an old dial that would tune in the frequency. And the dial was tuned to 15.4. And as we were singing, somebody kept changing the dial. And so we had to go back and refocus the dial onto 15.4. And so I knew that God was saying something about song, but I knew that the Song of Solomon only has 8 chapters. So I went into, I felt him leading me to Psalm 15 and verse 4. And I believe it's direction as to how to pray, because Pastor has had us praying for quite some time now. Concerning leaderships and authorities in the land. And this is going to help us to pray because it gives us God's focus. Okay, we're not supposed to pray. Let me just read the whole thing because that helps us. A Psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle, in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. And he that doesn't backbite with his tongue, nor do evil to his neighbor, nor take up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is disesteemed. That's what that word means. So if we see a vile person, we don't esteem them and give them honor, but we give honor to them that fear the Lord. And I believe that that was the focus that God was showing me. Because I've been studying a lot about what's going on nowadays. And as we know, there's a lot of evil happening in the realms of leadership and authorities on the earth. And God showed me something a while ago in 1 Kings 1, where David's son, when David was dying, Solomon was supposed to take the throne. That's a seat of authority upon the earth. And as I was reading and studying this chapter, I realized God was also talking about us, the ecclesia, because we sit on the throne of David, right? And so we have to hear God, and the kingdom is ruled through us as we speak and as our voice enters into the earth through prayers and declarations. But David had said Solomon is supposed to be my the one who follows me. But before Solomon could take the throne, his other son, Adonijah, usurped the throne. He took the throne illegally. And the scriptures clearly say that Adonijah exalted himself, but Solomon was appointed by God. So we want to be careful as we're praying that we don't just assume everybody that's in a seat of leadership was put there by God, because there's just so much evil and so much corruption that's happening right now. So I believe that God is causing us to arise as living stones, that each of us has Jesus Christ in us, and each of us has a part, and our prayers are powerful. And last week, Arlene's, when she was opening her water bottle, it uncorked and it was very loud. Remember that? And I knew that it was a prophetic sign. So God wants to uncork us. He wants us not to be afraid to pray. He wants us to be able to speak what God has shown us. And it's funny because there was a demonstration of that this morning. God told me to tell everyone to just be yourself, because there were some who declared very loudly and powerfully, and others, like Janae, who was very sweet and quiet and peaceful, but there was a great power and anointing on what she prayed. So please be yourself when you pray. Be led by the Spirit, and let us pray. You can pray the, you can declare the I Am declarations. You can pray from pastor's list, but don't be afraid to pray.
There's one scripture that's been on my heart for the last several weeks I want to pray. I'm going to pray it from the Amplified Version because it gives a lot of explanation to the words. But it's in Proverbs 3. Because of what my wife just said, that we're headed through some turbulent times. I know Pastor, the Lord spoke to him, there's going to be times of great exposure. The prophetic realm has been saying that God is going to expose the deep corruption that has been over this earth, and he's going to deal with it. So we have to go through it. And it's not going to be pleasant, I believe, even for his church. But we have comfort in him. Even like Janae says, in the midst of a storm, we could be at peace. But this scripture really spoke to me. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all of your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all of your ways, recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plan your paths. Be wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. It should be health to your nerves and sinews, and marrow and moistening to your bones. So during these times, Father, I pray for your church. I pray for this church. I pray for myself and my family, that as we go through these turbulent times, as if they haven't been turbulent already, but that we lean not on our own understanding, but we must keep our eyes on you in the midst of a storm. Just as Bobby mentioned and with Peter when he walked out of the boat in the storm, as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord, he began sinking. But the word that has been coming down through the prophets is keep your eyes on me, on the Lord. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him and fear not. That was one of the biggest words. Do not fear. Because God is allowing this, he's going to shake everything that can be shaken. But he will take care of his people that rely and lean on him. So fear not during this time. Keep our eyes on him. So I pray, Lord, that you strengthen us, that you be a constant reminder of whatever we have to go through, that our eyes remain on you, Lord, because you want your body to rise up and be the body you've called it to be. As my wife mentions, we are the ecclesia. We are to reign here on earth, to influence through our prayers, as Pastor's been teaching us, how to pray, that our prayers will influence the government, they will influence the schools, they will influence the media, they will influence the family, they will influence the church, that you've given us all a specific duty, and I pray that we rise up to the occasion, because we are a chosen generation. We are a generation with resurrection power. Father, I pray that I speak that into our body. I speak that into the body of Christ. I declare that in the name of Jesus, that we will rise up. We will be what you've called us to be. And we will be the one true church, Lord, that will lead this nation, that will lead this world, that revival will continue to come and will just continue to magnify and increase, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name.
I just want to touch on what Ben said, but I want to pray that prayer, that governing prayer. Pastor wanted us to pray that every week as a body. So, Josh, I submit to you, Ben, and Josh, if we could put it up, if you guys think that's a good thing. Okay, here we go. One voice, one body. Here we go, guys. Okay. Father, we honor you in Jesus' name. and desire that your kingdom come and come. We praise our Lord Jesus, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, and desires that all men be saved. We pray in his name for all in authority. I don't have my card, so I have it on my phone. Does anybody have that card? Thank you. Oh, you're so good. Okay, there it is. It's right there. Thanks, Josh. Here you go. No, this is his. Sorry, I'll get you one. Yeah. All national authorities, including agencies, boards, and courts, all state and local authorities, including agency, boards, and courts, all in the media disseminating news, all in the arts and entertainment industry, all in education, including unions, all in business having prominence over employees, all in the military and police, and our Josh, there he is, all church leaders, and these shall be like the morning dawn and sunshine over the rain, after the rain. That we would live quiet, peaceful, godly lives in all honesty and integrity. We ask, Holy Spirit, to move upon us. All authorities have the rule that they rule righteously, morally, and ethically, and in the fear of God. Further, that they be kept from bending laws, favoring certain people, and taking bribes. We pray that this establishes an environment that facilitates the spread of the knowledge of the one true God, Jesus, the mediator between God and man. And Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you that every time we say these, Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, God, for you are doing a work behind the scenes that we can't see. So we praise you and thank you for all in authority, God. We bless you and thank you, Father. And for all our church leaders, Father, we bless you and praise you, God. And we praise you for just loving us so much and for giving Pastor this prayer that we could pray every single day, God, to see your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. We bless you, Lord.
I wanted to share this before, but my son is all about points, and he asked me, what's your point? And I said, I really don't know, but you all shared what the point was. But the other day, I was just thinking with the Lord, and I was saying, you know what, Lord, either by your stripes we're healed, you know, either you had those stripes by the cat of nine, am I saying that right, cat of nine tails? On your back, or you didn't, one or the other. There's not an issue with you. There's an issue, I believe, with us. But he wants us to really start, just as we are all talking today. That's the point. The point is we need to start walking more than ever before in the righteousness that Christ has for us, in the power that he has for us. He's depending on us, is really what I'm hearing. He's depending on his body to pray for these things of the world that's happening. Because without us, if we were taken from here, there would be no hope on the earth. So let us rise up. Just as I was saying, rise up, Gary. We need to rise up, body. And so I just felt an urgency the other day, and it was a question to the Lord that I had, but I knew the obvious answer, but I still went through the process of asking him, you know, if your car is leaking oil, then you have to figure out why it's leaking, or a radiator. I went with a friend to the beach, again, not being able to get to the beach because she had a hole in her radiator. So that hole needed to be fixed before the car would run, okay? So we need to start rising up. I really feel this urgency. And I think it's so appropriate that Pastor is leading us in a prayer journey within the last few weeks. It's just been amazing. But it's a serious job that we have. It's a job, you know, and he's counting on us. Just like wherever you all work, the people in your company or whatever you do is also depending on you to make sure the company runs smoothly. God wants and is depending on us, his church would run smoothly. And I don't know how to shut this off.
Please feel free to come forward.
The basis of my prayer is for an increase in wisdom, discernment, and understanding. And in Proverbs, it talks about the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And in Proverbs, it also says that the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. So, Father God, I pray for a righteous hatred of evil in your body. That we learn to have a passionate hatred of the things that you hate in this world and a passionate love for the things that you love in this world. And that we increase in the fear of the Lord and thereby increasing in wisdom and discernment and understanding. So, Father God, I ask that you teach us how to increase our fear of you in a righteous way. That we may to learn to have a hatred of evil and a passionate love for your creation. In Jesus' name.
God just was showing me a little more about the sound that will come out of the body of Christ. That word voice in Song of Solomon is also the word sound. The body of Christ makes a sound. And the Lord began me on this journey in 2019, just before the whole fiasco began to open up upon the earth. And he started me out in Exodus 14, where the people of God were being released from Egypt, but then they were being pursued by the enemy, and the enemy was just relentless. He just kept pursuing, till they were in a place where they felt hopeless, and they began to complain. And we have to be careful not to allow any hopelessness to come upon us, and we have to remain in the peace and the absoluteness that God is God, and he will deliver us. And in Exodus 14, it says that the people were complaining, but God said to them, "Hold your peace. I will fight for you in this battle, but you shall hold your peace," which means hold your tongue. Don't say anything that's not of God. And he said, "Be still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord." So that stillness has to be upon us, and we will see God's salvation. We will see his deliverance. But at the same time that he was saying, "Be still," he was also saying, "Go forward." So we are to continue to arise, continue to declare, continue to be obedient in whatever God tells us to do. But at the same time, we keep that peace and we keep that stillness, and we will see the salvation of the Lord. We are to be a people of spirit. And I want to read, first of all, I want to say before I read this verse here, the holding your peace concept or the holding your tongue precedes the deliverance and the salvation of the Lord. Because when the people were going into the promised land, and we are that Joshua generation, we are to take the promised land. When they went into the promised land, first thing they had to do was to have faith to cross that raging river. And we prayed a lot about waters in our prayers before service. The Jordan River, even though they knew they had to cross it, it was raging in the spring. Again, this is spring. And the waters were overflowing. But they put their feet in the waters, and the waters divided, so that they were able to go into the promised land. But then when they went to Jericho, They had to march around 6 times, but they had to hold their peace. They had to be silent. Remember that part? That was so that their faith could be built, so that when it came time to blow the trumpets and pipe the pipes and shout, they had the power of the Lord. So it's all about spirit. This season that we have come through, that we have all come through, we have grown in that area. And so in 1 Kings 1, again, this is about Adonijah when he usurped the throne. And basically the word of the prophets were, you cause my will to happen. So that's the arising of the body of Christ, causing God's will to happen. And verse 40 says, and all the people came up after him. That means arise. All the people were arising. And the people piped their pipes. That word pipe has to do with wounding and destruction and dissolving of the enemy. And they rejoiced with great joy. So they did not lose their joy. They had hope. So they were declaring, they were praying, they were shouting, they were piping pipes, and they were rejoicing with joy, so that the earth was rent with the sound of them. Because of their sound, the earth was rent. That word rent is the same word for the dividing of the Red Sea. And it is a word for breakthrough. It's a word that means to break through. Okay? So that is why our sound is so important. And we have to declare these things as a body, because it takes all of us together. It takes the corporate anointing to pull down what the enemy's doing in the earth. So that's an encouragement. But I just want to pray. Father God, I just pray that we will always be able to hold our tongue and not say what's not your will. Lord, we don't want to declare what we're seeing. We want to declare what your will is, to overpower the enemy, to overpower him. Because the thing that I love about 1 Kings 1 is that when that sound arose from the body of Christ, the enemy's camp heard it. And the people that were with the enemy left and they went their own way. That is the harvest that we will then go and minister to. But the sound must be coming out of the church. We must be people of spirit. And we just thank you, Lord, that we will not be afraid, we will not have the fear of man, that we will be able to pray and declare, whether it's here or whether it's one-on-one in the grocery store, with a soft voice, we could be just as powerful. But I thank you, Lord, for the boldness that is arising in the body of Christ, because we know that God loves us and we know that he is delivering us. And there is a separation of who is evil and who is following the Lord. And because the evil continues and relentlessly continues, they will be caught as the Red Sea comes back down again. And we thank you, Lord, that you are cleansing the earth. We thank you that your kingdom is coming. Your kingdom is arising through the people of God by what we declare and how we walk upon this earth. And we thank you, Jesus. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name.
I was thinking of this I am prayer, and it's such a powerful prayer to declare who we are in Christ. And I think that's something that God wants us all to remember, of who we are in Christ Jesus. And so if it's okay, I'm just going to declare these things for us and our body, and we can declare them together. Okay? But in this, you know, as I've been doing this, I've been thanking God. I've been thanking him and thanking him and thanking him as I say these prayers, because I could just say them as rote, but when you start thanking God for as we are declaring these, it becomes more life to us. So that's my prayer. Okay, let's put in there we are, because we're one body, instead of I am, because we're doing it together. So that, if that's okay with you guys. Okay, here we go, Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have been saved by the precious blood of the Lamb and born of God's Spirit. We live to declare the works of you, God, and give you glory in our lives. God hears our prayers in Jesus' name and answers them. So the Father is glorified in the Son. Thank you, Lord. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and our Heavenly Father meets all of our needs. We cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. We walk in humility and live in the shadow of the Almighty, who is our refuge. No evil or plague comes near our guard over us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to make some declarations before we close. Father God, we just petition you. God, you are both Father. You are Abba, who loves us and cares for us. But Lord, you are also Judge. And you sit on your throne, Lord. And Father, we pray for justice would fall upon this country, would fall upon the world, Lord. That justice would come down, that you would execute justice. And Father, we as your ecclesia, we as the body of Christ, Father, I make these declarations for our country, that righteousness and justice and your kingdom will come and your will be done once again in this country, Lord. We declare that your kingdom come, your will be done in this country, Lord, that righteousness, purity will once again reign in this country. Father, we pray for the media, that justice will be done, and that your kingdom come, your will be done in the media, that truth will hit the airwaves once again, not indoctrination, not lies, but truth. We declare truth will come through the media. Father, we speak to the church, and we declare to the church that the church will be one. We will be one. I declare that the leaders would surrender their agenda, lay them down at your feet, and pick up your banner, that your church would rise up to be one. One body in you, and that you are in your church, and that we would be the church on the hill, that you would be on the hill, Lord. You would be on every single mountain, that your kingdom come, your will be done. Father, we declare to the education system, your will be done, your kingdom come, and that truth will once again, truth, purity, would hit the children's ears, that lies and indoctrination will cease in the name of Jesus. We give you your children back to you, the cries of your children, Lord. Father, we lift up your children, Lord, through abortion, through child sacrifice, through child sex trafficking and slavery. We call your children back, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, that the sound of freedom would ring out of their voices. We declare your children be set free. We declare your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord, in the schools, in the media, in the entertainment, in the all areas of government, from the federal, state, and local. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Righteousness, justice, truth, purity would once again hit our country. And where it has never hit, it would hit and start again. Father, from what our forefathers planted several hundred years ago, we call forward those covenants, those declarations that our forefathers made for this nation, that we would serve you, Lord, and that we would spread the gospel throughout the land. We call that forward in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that you would once again reign in this country, that you would be atop of all mountains, that your kingdom is coming. Nothing will stop it. The gates of hell will not prevail, but your government will rise up in this country. Your kingdom come, your will be done. here on earth just as it is in heaven. And we pull that down in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being called for just a time, just as a time for this, because we have what it takes. You've placed in us, each and every one of us, that we are that chosen generation, that we are going to carry forth. We are going to fulfill the destiny that each and every one of us has. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe that's it, unless anybody has anything that they feel they need to share. Right. Yeah, that's part of our prayers. Yeah, that godly people be raised up in our government, Lord. Not just godly principles, but godly men. Godly men that seek you, Lord, would rise up in the government, in the schools, in the media, that we have a country, we have a world, we have a state, and we have our own towns that want to rise up and serve you, and that we have a body that is one that will rise up, because that's who's going to draw them. It's going to be Jesus and us who they're going to see. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.